The last man to rule South Africa under apartheid apologized to the nation today for the suffering caused by white minority rule. F.W. de Klerk, who also freed Nelson Mandela and oversaw the dismantling of apartheid, testified before Archbishop Desmond Tutu's Truth Commission. All this week, different political parties are telling the commission about their activities during the apartheid era. Today, de Klerk said his national party made serious mistakes, but he also defended apartheid as an attempt, albeit a misguided one, to do the right thing. From Cape Town, Marius Benson reports.
F.W. de Klerk began his testimony by focusing on history. He explained that apartheid was developed by South Africa's white leaders made nervous by the post-colonial Cold War world developing around them.
How could we defend ourselves against expansionist international communism and terrorism and yet make all South Africans free? The solution that we then came up with was separate development.
Mr. de Klerk portrayed apartheid as a well-intentioned, though flawed, attempt to serve all South Africans, and he told the commission the blame for the violence that preceded its fall had to be shared by the anti-apartheid forces. As opposition to apartheid grew, the former president agreed that he and his government resorted to unconventional methods to counter an elusive opponent.
The type of unconventional action is what all governments do in information gathering throughout the world, knowing what the enemy thinks, penetrating networks, using informers, paying for information and the like. This happens across the world. You cannot fight crime and you cannot fight revolution unless you have proper information.
Mr. de Klerk also confirmed that he'd authorized military raids across South Africa's borders to strike at targets there, but he denied ever being party to crimes or human rights abuses.
In dealing with the unconventional strategies from the side of the government, I want to make it clear from the outset that within my knowledge and experience, they never included the authorization of assassination, murder, torture, rape, assault, or the like.
At the end of 2 hours of testimony, F.W. de Klerk had painted a picture of apartheid governments that were secretive, militarily aggressive, politically illegitimate, even in their own eyes, and supervising a security apparatus that was criminally out of control. And that was the case for the defense. Balanced against those admissions was Mr. de Klerk's denial of any direct government responsibility for human rights abuses, which he blamed on rogue elements in the security forces. South Africans will probably have little trouble accepting the former president's depiction of apartheid rule as the truth, but many will still doubt it reveals the whole truth of their country's recent past. For National Public Radio, this is Marius Benson in Cape Town.